Вие сте со SPS на Македонски. Слушате SPS радио на Македонски, а со вас е Маргарита Василева. На 21 април 2021 во предградието на Яровил во Мелбурн се одржа промоцијата на вториот научен труд на доктор Ник Анастасовски, насловен «Печалба Down Under», посветен на македонското печалбарство во Австралија. Во својата најнова книга, доктор Анастасовски ги следи патешествијата на македонскиот мигрант, кој поради политичките и економските притисоци во Македонија при крајот на 19-тиот и почетокот на 20-тиот век, бил принуден да ја решава својата екзистенција надвор од границите на татковината. Во наредните неколку минути, слушнете краток извештај за промоцијата на книгата «Печалба Down Under, Macedonians in Australia». По својот поздравен говор на промоцијата на книгата «Печалба Down Under» на авторот доктор Ник Анастасовски, професорот Роберт Паско од Victoria University рече дека книгата поставува важно прашање, што значи да се биде син или ќерка, внук или внука на печалбар, кој дошол во оваа земја во 1920-тите или 30-тите години сам. Тој потенцираше дека Австралија не била земја наменета за македонците, но дека тие со нивното доаѓање, тешката работа и формирање заедници, друштва, цркви и клубови, успеаја да создадат средина каде можеа да екзистираат според нивната култура и идентитет.
The book is asking a very important question. What is the legacy of Печалба today? What does it mean to be the son or the daughter or the grandson or the granddaughter of a Maso who came to this country in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s alone and to become a Печалба, to go on Печалба? That's what the book is about. The book is not a book which says that this country was made for Macedonians. This country wasn't made for Macedonians. It was made for other people. And the Macedonians had to come here and make it over for themselves. They had to create community, they had to create society, they had to create a way of life which was true to who they were and what they wanted for their children and their children's children. And they've done that. And I want to just mention a few of the facts from the book which I think prove this point. The first is to say that the politics of Macedonia begin in Australia in Perth, not here in Melbourne, or in Sydney, but in Perth in the 1940s. They begin with the struggles over what was going to happen in the Balkans after World War II. And so already in the 1940s, you have Macedonian activists in Perth who are speaking on radio, who are publishing newspapers, who are saying, who are we, what are we trying to create in this new world after 1945? And those skills, those advocacy skills, you see today translated into all the work the Macedonians do across this great country. Secondly, the Masos came here with no church. The Anglicans, to their credit, as Nick explains in the book, welcomed them and made them feel welcome in a church which wasn't theirs until they could build their own churches. The Macedonians then created also vast communities. I need to mention John Avram in Shepparton. You couldn't imagine Shepparton today without John Avram. Shepparton could not be the kind of multicultural paradise it is today without the activism of people like John Avram.
Доктор Ник Анастасовски, кој исто така е автор и на научното дело The Contest for Macedonian Identity, рече дека за неговиот најнов труд тој имал долги разговори со над 50 личности од пошироката македонска заедница во Австралија. Тој вели снимал разговори кои го понесле низ патешествија од Македонија до австралиските крајбрежја, следејќи искуства на мигрирање, растење во оваа земја, работа, комунален живот, градење цркви, дури и процесот на избирање брачен другар, како и многу други аспекти од печалбарскиот живот, рече Анастасовски, за кои ќе биде потребен уште еден том за да ги покрие.
I set out to talk to people usually about their experiences, the experiences of their fathers who were amongst the first pioneers to arrive in Australia, but also their own experiences of migration, growing up in Australia, working in Australia, community life, establishing churches, the process of finding marriage partners and so on. At times I went to see individuals specifically because I knew they had a connection to something in particular, such as establishing the first church or soccer team. But often when we sat down, I learned so much more about their lives. I heard stories from Macedonian refugee children, from Deca Begovci, about the anguish and pain of separation from their families when they were young children. I heard stories about persecution back in their villages for no other reason except that they were Macedonians. of young men thrown in jail and beaten for days, about escaping over borders in the middle of the night in wintertime. These were very personal stories that had not been spoken about for many years, sometimes decades. And there were times when an interviewee would ask me to temporarily stop the recording because they wanted to tell me something that was like very sensitive, very private, and it was just an amazing experience. So I heard about joy and happiness, heard about pain and sadness, endurance, pain and strength, love for family and country, and how they could not freely express themselves and their identity back in their villages, but they could do so here in Australia. I heard about the joy of rebuilding Macedonia in Australia, the satisfaction of building churches, clubs and cultural centres. It was enriching. It was an enriching experience and a privilege to hear their life stories. There was the odd person I interviewed who couldn't be guided by my questions, but they were determined to tell their story in their own way, and they chose where to start their story. One such memorable interview was with Ilya Stoyanovsky, who was otherwise fondly known in the community as Chichko Ilo. As such, I've got a tremendous amount of information gathered from interviews that I did not use in this book. So I'm warning everybody, there's another book coming, and in a not too distant future.
Авторот Анастасовски рече дека луѓето се важни, како и нивните приказни. Во случајот на македонците, вели Анастасовски, има многу што ги врзува. Посебно македонското наследство, култура и јазик, подчинувањето на нивната татковина и прогонството на македонскиот народ, печалбарското искуство и тешката работа вложена од страна на предходните генерации овде во Австралија, кое придонесе кон зачувувањето и промовирањето на македонскиот идентитет и македонскиот културен живот во Австралија.
People are important and their stories are important too. In the case of the Macedonians, there is much that binds us. Our heritage and background, our culture and our language, the subjugation of our homeland, the persecution of our people, the experiences of Pechalba and migration, the work of the generations before us here in Australia, who worked hard for the community and established our own institutions, most notably the Macedonian Orthodox Church and a range of other clubs and organisations, which have all helped to preserve and promote the Macedonian identity in Australia and in our cultural life. So unlike other ethnic groups, we did not have a home country to care for and support us. So it was left to our own people to look out for themselves. And unfortunately, the situation remains very similar today. But in the circumstances, I think we've done rather well. My book may not hold the answers for what the future holds for us Macedonians in Australia, but I hope that it gives people a good understanding of our recent history, our journey, our settlement in Australia, and the contribution Macedonians made to the fabric of Australian society, and that it demonstrates that a Macedonian mark has been left on Australia and it's here to stay. I really hope you will enjoy reading the book, and I thank you for coming tonight. Thank you.
Сакате ли да чуете повеќе прилози како овој? Слушате подкаст преку Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или од каде и да ги добивате вашите подкасти.